Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tadao Effect. I am your host, Tyquisha Davis. Today is February 21st, and we are almost at the end of this month. And I really hope that everyone is noticing their growth, accepting their growth, and accepting that the only constant in life is change. The only constant in life is change. Thinking is the root cause of all our psychological suffering. You are always thinking yourself out of something, but never once into it. Our minds are doing an incredible job to keep us alive, but it does not help us thrive. It is concerned only with our safety and survival, but not our fulfillment or joy. The mind's job is to alert us of potential dangers in our environment that may threaten our lives. It does its job so well that not only will it scan our immediate surroundings for threats, but it will even reference our backlog of past experiences to create hypothetical scenarios and predict what it thinks could be future potential dangers based on our memories. The mind is only doing what it was designed to do. None of it is wrong. When we don't understand that it's only duty to help us survive, then we will get angry and frustrated with it. All conflict is derived from an innocent misunderstanding. Our mind's duty is to help us. And to keep us alive. Our consciousness duty is to help us feel fulfilled. Your soul is the reason why you're even on this journey in the first place. To find peace, love, and joy for yourself. Your mind has done an amazing job at what it was made to do. But now you may relieve it of its job because we no longer live in the wild, where death could be right around the corner in a bush. If we keep using our minds, we will constantly stay in the state of fight or flight, anxiety, fear, frustration, depression, anger, resentment, and all negative emotions, because the mind thinks everything is a threat to our very existence. If you want to be free, happy, peaceful, and full of love, then you will need to let go of listening only to your mind and go beyond by tuning into something much greater that will help you not just to survive, but to thrive. Positive thoughts are generated by our natural state of peace, love, and joy. Positive thoughts, or thoughts that feel good, are not a result of thinking. We have been conditioned and evolved as humans to develop a sophisticated ability to rationalize, analyze, and think because it simply helped us survive. We are no longer in our survival instinct. This is gathering season. Thinking is the act of thinking about our thoughts. This takes a significant amount of energy, effort, willpower, which is finite resources. Thinking is actively engaging with the thoughts in your mind. You don't have to engage with each thought in your mind. And when you do that, that is called thinking. Thoughts are the energetic, mental raw materials from which we use to create everything in the world. We can't experience anything without thought. It's important to know that thoughts are a noun and aren't something that we do, but something that we have. A thought takes no effort or force on our end, and it's something that just happens. We also cannot control what thoughts pop in our minds. The source of thoughts come from something that is beyond our minds, the universe. So my advice is to stop thinking and end your problems. I would like to do a quick thought experiment. For those who are available in this moment, I'm going to get right into it. And for those who are not, you can always come back to this episode later and revisit. I'm going to ask you a question. And all you need to do is to be aware of what you're experiencing. And we'll review what happened after. What is the dream amount of money you want to be making a year? What is the dream amount of money you want to be making a year? Pause right here and wait for an answer to surface. Give yourself about 30 to 60 seconds to think about your answer of how much money you want to be making in a year. And don't move on to the next step until you've had a decently sized train of thought about how much you want to make. Now take that amount and multiply that by 5. What do you think about this new dream goal for your income when we multiplied it by 5? Take at least another 30 to 60 seconds to become aware of how you're feeling when you think about that and see what other thinking comes up for you as you feel your emotions. Okay, let's bring it back and let's review what happened. After I asked the first question, of what is the dream amount of money you want to be making per year? Within a few seconds, an answer popped up in your mind. That is a thought. Notice how quickly and effortlessly that came to you. After an answer popped into your mind, I asked you to think about your answer. What happened once I asked you to think about your answer? If you're like most people in the world, you probably went on a wild roller coaster once you began thinking about the thought. You might have been thinking how there's no way you can make that much, or no one in your family is making that much money, or you don't know how to make that much money. It's stupid to want that much money, or that it makes you greedy. Notice how you felt when you were thinking about those thoughts. Most likely, it didn't feel that great. But that is okay. And I'll show you what you can do about it.
Mommy, what day is
it? He's at work.
No.
Greetings, Ayla. Mommy's doing her episode. I'm almost finished, okay? Mommy, right here. Come here. Excuse me, guys. Ayla just woke up. What you just experienced is an example of thoughts versus thinking. If anyone asks you a question, you will 100% have a thought that pops into your mind. Thoughts are not inherently bad. They are the energetic mental raw materials from which we create in the world. The moment we think about our thoughts is when we begin to get taken on an emotional roller coaster. When we think about our thoughts, we begin to judge and criticize the thoughts and experience all sorts of internal emotional turmoil. When I asked you how much, you want me to blow it?
No, yeah.
Okay, let me see. Better. Yeah. When I asked you how much you wanted to make, you had a thought about the amount. That thought was neutral and didn't cause any emotional toil. In fact, you might have felt expansive and excited. It was only when you began thinking about that thought of how much you wanted to make, which is what caused the self-doubt.
Mama, what should I
eat? Unworthiness.
No.
Anxiety. Anger. Guilt. Or any other emotion you may have experienced. One moment, guys. You need me to help you? Mommy can help you. Do you need to go potty? Okay. Go sit over there.
Okay, Mommy.
Let Mommy finish her episode. Okay. This is what I mean by thinking it's the root of all of our suffering. Having the initial thought of how much you wanted to make didn't cause any suffering until you began thinking about the thought of how much you wanted to make. Somebody's in new energy. I'll receive that.
Huh?
Thank you. It is not necessary to think about our thoughts or to judge them. It does us no good to do so. We may think that thinking is helping us, but all it's really doing is causing us to feel all of these negative, unwanted emotions and making us create reasons as to why we can't do it or why we shouldn't want it.
Okay, mommy can buy you some more, okay? Okay, give me a moment. I'm almost finished, okay?
The only thing that was useful and helpful was the initial thought that popped into your mind when I first asked how much you wanted to make. All of the thinking that happened after was destructive and unhelpful. It is safe to say, thoughts create, thinking destroys. The reason thinking destroys is because as soon as we begin to think about the thoughts, we cast our limiting beliefs, judgments, criticisms, programming, and conditioning onto the thought, thinking of infinite reasons as to why we can't do it and why we can't have it. Without thinking, we prevent all negative programming and judgments from tarnishing the initial thought of what you want to create. If I asked you, what are some ways you can make the amount of money you want?
Mommy, I did that.
Give mommy a moment. If you sat there long enough, you'll experience the same phenomenon of having random thoughts pop into your head of ways you can make it happen. These are thoughts of creation. Thoughts are inherently infinite, expansive, and energetically positive. You'll know you are having thoughts from the divine when you feel positive emotions, feel lighter and alive. As soon as you begin thinking about those thoughts of the ways you can make the money you want, you'll immediately feel heavy, restricted, limited, along with a whole onslaught of negative emotions. This is how you'll know if you're thinking. I use my feelings as an internal radar that tells me whether I'm getting direct downloads of thoughts from the universe or if I'm in my head thinking about my thoughts. Yes, baby. I will get it for you. I just need to finish my episode, okay? You can only ever feel what you're thinking. So feelings and emotions are like an intuitive internal dashboard, which tells me if I'm thinking too much or not. If I'm having a lot of negative emotions, I know I'm thinking too much. This is another example of how we're naturally built for success. Thoughts create, thinking destroys. I'm going to give you a few attributes and then I'm going to say whether it's a thought or whether it's thinking. The attribute is source. The thought will be universe. and thinking would be ego. Attribute, weight. The thought would be light. The attribute of thinking would be heavy.
Heavy.
The attribute, energy. The thought would be expansive. Thinking would be restrictive. The attribute is nature.
Yes, sir.
The thought is infinite and thinking is limited. The attribute is essence. The thought would be divine. Thinking would be mortal. The attribute is feeling. The thought would be alive. And thinking would be stressful. The attribute is emotion. The thought would be love. Uh-oh. And thinking would be fear. Almost. The attribute is belief. The thought would be infinite possibilities. And thinking would be confining. The attribute would be sense. Thought would be wholeness. Thinking would be separateness. I'm going to end this episode on this note. Everybody want my attention in this moment. And I feel like, and I know that my work has been purposeful. My work has been divinely guided. And the space and the state that I'm in is completion. Bless you. How does it feel to be complete? It feels like authenticity. It feels like wholeness. It feels like love and gratitude within your own, within yourself, within myself. I am enough. And if all I have is me that shows up, that's always been enough. I love y'all and thank y'all for continuously allowing me to be a part of your journey. This episode was a little longer. I hope y'all enjoy. I will connect with y'all soon. Thank you again for listening to the God in Light podcast. The Tadao Effect. Gratitude for my host, Ayla and Alea. I love y'all. Until next time, peace.